Walsh will continue. 399 wickets for him. He's going to bowl to a fighter, battler. He's going to bowl to Healy. In he comes from the far end of the ground. He's up and bowls to Healy. And Healy is forward. Wraps in the paddle. Bigger field for leg before. He's out leg before. And Courtney Andrew Walsh joins a club. Chapel Dev, 434. To Richard Hadley, 431. And Courtney Walsh, 400. What a performance from this man. Brilliant, excellent, superb, lion-hearted, indefatigable. This has been a tremendous performance from a man who started back in 1984 and in 1999. The crowd stand in to Courtney Walsh. He's an outstanding Jamaican, an outstanding West Indian. Courtney Walsh, 400 wickets. This has been really, I'm sure, a moment. He was punching the air in trance. The Kodak moment has come as well. Courtney Walsh, congratulations to this great Jamaican.
What an occasion here for Courtney Walsh, and he really is laughing off the tremendous ovation he's getting from the Queen's Park Oval crowd. Only two bowlers in the history of Test cricket has reached that far. Courtney Walsh joins them. He is the third to have reached 400 Test wickets. He acknowledges the tremendous applause of the Queen's Park Oval. He's caught in the air in delight. Removing Ian Healy there, beautiful, that was more or less a half volley that Healy tried to go across. He was shot plumb in front, low down, and Courtney Walsh picked up his 400th Test wicket. What a moment.
And look at this. They are standing and allowing the aging warrior to lead the field first. Batsmen, fielders, captain, everyone. Curly Ambrose, his longtime partner on the field, giving him a hug. He certainly deserves it, Courtney Walsh. That's a lot of Test wickets, 400 wickets.
Well, congratulations, Courtney. 400 wickets, it's been a long time. You don't look too tired.
No, I'm not feeling too tired. A little bit rusty because I haven't played a lot of cricket, but I really enjoyed the day, and I was very happy to get the milestone finally out of the way.
I remember when you started way back, you said your first goal perhaps was 200 wickets. You'd be satisfied with 200 wickets in Test cricket. You've doubled that.
Yes, I've doubled that. I'm very, very happy about that. I think the later stage of my career seems to be getting better with the age, and I've seemed to have done a lot better at the later stage than I did when I just started. But when I started, I said 200 wickets in a West Indies team would have been a good achievement. But to get 400, I think I'm very, very happy with that.
Next mark, 431, Sir Richard Hadley, then 434, Kapil Dev. You think about them?
I wouldn't, if I was to say no now, the line, but the first thing on my mind right now is to try to win the series against Australia. And if we can do that, and I can get some wickets, I'll inch a bit closer. But first and foremost is to try to win this series, to try to bounce back with what happened to South Africa.
Good sleep tonight?
Very good.
Courtney Walsh, congratulations and thank you very much.
Roger was saying earlier in the programme that when you retire, you might like a bit of time to yourself. Is music important to you, and do you get a chance to listen?
It is. It relaxes me a lot. And not because I've only played reggae in this program. I listen to other type of music, calypso, and I'm in the vibes and soul R&B and stuff like that. I listen to a reasonably good mix, you know, a little bit of jazz now and then. But music does relaxes me, and it, you know, there's all it, I relate to it very, very well. So a lot of people, when I was a kid, when I first came to England in 82, my uncle said to me, I'm going to be involved in music. I haven't ruled it out yet because I still play cricket. But it was amazing the way he said, because I was always mucking around the gadgets and trying to get this thing right and doing this to the turntables or the cassettes. So maybe I might get into music management, you never know. But there's a lot of things to be done. I haven't spent a lot of time with my family, so I'd like to spend a little bit more with them. And as I think Roger quite rightly said, just have a bit of time for myself first, and then reflect as to what I want to do. But I wouldn't want to leave cricket and run straight into something else. I think I'd like a couple of months, at least a 5 or 6 months break away from everything, and then decide my next move.
And presumably you don't want to leave cricket until you've got those 12 wickets that'll make you the leading Test match.
Most definitely, most definitely.
Does an achievement like that become your driving motivation?
Yeah, yeah. I remember when I got to 355, 360 Test wickets, I thought, well, let me try and get to Malcolm Marshall, you know, the number one in the West Indies. And when I did that in South Africa, I was very elated, I was very happy, and I felt like a certain amount of satisfaction that you went out to achieve something and you did it. And I thought, oh, well, I'll probably finish shortly after that, but then to get to 400 was something special. And then the way things have happened now, I mean, and to be looking at the number one in the world, I mean, as I said, when I was getting close to Marshall, to be the number one West Indian leading wicket taker, even if it's for a day, would be something special. But to be number one in the world, even if it's for a minute, I mean, I just hope that if that happens, I can get the clippings to keep, because that would be something that I'd want to keep forever. I mean, even if someone, so I know people are going to come and pass me after that. There's a big possibility of that, but if I can have that clipping to show to my son and grandchildren, whatever, to say, well, I was there, number one in the world, it's going to be something very, very special.
So that would be a fitting epitaph for Courtney Walsh.
Yeah.
Well, there's one way you can guarantee it. If you can keep going till next summer, Courtney, you're coming to England and there'll be wickets galore for
you're
you.
Right.
Thanks very much.
I'll take you up on that.
Thanks very much indeed for joining us, Courtney.